All right, welcome back here to wrap up the first hour of the weekend edition of the KE Report. I know I had a lot of company updates throughout the week, but I did want to save this segment for one more company update to end this first hour from O3 Mining and the president and CEO, Jose Vizquera. Now, Jose, you and I have been chatting over the last couple months outlining the opportunities and this large drill program that O3 has ongoing at your projects, a lot focused on this Alpha property and a couple of the targets, especially outlined in a news release back on February 12th, so just a couple days ago, that the results were focused on the Bulldog target and this Epsilon zone and target. Let's go through, first and foremost, the actual drill results that you saw at Bulldog and at Epsilon. Please outline some of the drill results that you care to.
Corey, we're extremely happy with the results we're getting right now. Bulldog, which is our main zone, keeps growing. We had 8.6 meters, actually, of 5.3 grams per ton. And inside there, we had like 1.6 meters of 19 grams. So we are starting to see a very consistent drilling pattern where it's showing us that Bulldog it has a potential to be expanded. So this is very good news for us. At the same time, a couple kilometers west, we have been drilling at Epsilon, and it's coming back with some interesting results as of 1.3 meters with 6.8 grams. The most important thing is that our thesis is growing. Our thesis is that we have to go down deep, down the areas where there is already resources. And our thesis, more importantly, is that the deposits in Canada do not have a big footprint that can be seen from the air, but it is very important once you have the resource, you can grow them at depth very much. And in the case of Val-d'Or, a lot of the deposits that we have seen already in production has expanded up to 2 kilometers at depth. In our case, we have only seen the first 400 meters, so we have a lot of space to grow.
Okay, so when you say that Bulldog keeps on growing, that is on the back of these drill results, what current size is it sitting at now, and what sort of step-outs are you going to be doing or that we can expect in terms of news?
We're stepping out every 100 meters, and we are only up to the first 400 meters at depth, so I think Bulldog has the potential to keep growing.
Now, have you seen consistent grades then? If so, what have these grades more or less been averaging?
We have. We had some results from December of 2018. That was 4 meters of 10 grams. And this year we had 8.2 meters of 4.8 grams. We just had these results, as I was explaining to you, of 8.6 meters of 5.3 grams. But more importantly, within that interval, we had 1.6 meters of 19 grams. So this is very important because we not only have a very clear structure, which is giving us good values, but even inside the structure we have higher grades, which is really good.
Okay, now what about this Epsilon target too? We did get a few drill results out of there, especially hole 19247, as well as 281 and 282. These are outlined in Table 1 of the news release. What sort of scale are we seeing at Epsilon?
Well, Epsilon is a new discovery. Epsilon, we started pretty much from zero. And the importance of Epsilon is that we are hitting the structure, no? As we continue to drill, we will continue to see higher grades. I mean, we have here grades of 1.3 meters of 7 grams, 1.3 meters of 6 grams, 0.8. But we had a couple of results in December of last year, which we had 6.8 meters of 9 grams. So I think the potential here to keep growing is pretty obvious.
So throughout this 50,000 meter drill program, can you just elaborate on the overall strategy in terms of getting at least some more information on this mineralization and more or less trying to determine the overall scale? You're not necessarily moving towards a solid resource right now, right? You're trying to just see how big some of these targets can be.
That is correct. We want to explain and we want to understand ourselves how big the targets will be. We have to understand that in the case of Orenada, which is one of our main deposits, we already have around 300,000 ounces. And the idea is to show that this can grow and that this can multiply at least times three. And the same thing in the case of Bulldog, we don't have a resource yet, but we want to see potential for a size of something around 1 million ounces. But again, this is our objective, which we're working towards. We want to see that potential, but we cannot talk about resources at this point. It would be premature.
Fair enough. With this large of a program and really your first full year going at it, you're just trying to get an understanding of how big these projects can be. Under table one, there is also the note that you're only reporting assays that grade over 5 grams per ton per meter. So that equation, grams per ton times meters, you want over 5 grams per ton per meter. What's the theory behind reporting only this?
Well, we only want to focus in areas that will be mineable. What it says in table one is that we're reporting things of 5 grams per ton gold per meter. So that means those results that are more than 1 meter and 5 grams, or let's say 2 meters and 2.5 grams. But I mean, we're not going to be reporting if we have 1 meter of 2 grams or 1 meter of 3 grams. I mean, that's irrelevant. I think we have to report where things are relevant.
I completely agree. And it is all about just keeping in mind an economic outlook for this overall project. In terms of consistent news results then, or drill results, what can we expect? What can shareholders expect here because the program is ongoing with multiple rigs?
We're full on, Corey. We are going to be having results every 3 to 4 weeks, maybe even less. And we're drilling three different areas, and we'll continue to deliver to our shareholders. This is a very important drilling campaign, what we are doing, and we are trying to prove everyone that we understand what we're doing, and we'll deliver on that.
Okay, now just a quick recap for some of the listeners that maybe haven't caught some of our prior interviews. O3 Mining is a relatively new company to the markets. It is part of the Osisko group of companies, and the company does have a tight share structure right now, thanks to being a new company with a large land package. Please take us through some of the share structure comments and also an overview of the land package that the company holds.
Yeah, O3 Mining is the third iteration of the Osisko group of companies. Osisko started as the Canadian Malartic Mine. They bought it for $80,000, sold it for $4.3 billion. The second iteration is a windfall deposit where we took it from $8 million as of today, $1 billion. There's a third iteration where we are right now a $115 million company. And in the last 8 months, we have managed to buy three different companies in Val-d'Or, a very prospective camp where 30 million ounces have been produced already, not encountered, but produced, and we control today two-thirds of the Val-d'Or camp.
Now, would the company be interested in acquiring any more land, or do you think that right now, with the large land package in a well-known jurisdiction, that the focus is just going to continue to be on exploration?
The focus is on exploration. Of course, if we have an opportunity to take something for inexpensive, we will definitely consider. And to your point with regards to the structure, we do have a very tight structure. Osisko Mining holds 40% of our company, and my family holds around 6% of the company. Another company called Chalice Gold that sold us one of their properties have another 6%, and the rest is free float.
Okay, now just a quick comment on the cash in the bank. You guys do have a big program that is ongoing right now, 50,000 meters, as I've said. How much money do you have in the bank approximately?
As of the last financial statement was $32 million. Our financials will put again probably around March. I don't foresee us having less than $20 million by the end of the year.
Okay. And hey, you are going to have a lot of drilling and a lot of news coming out. Again, this is in a solid jurisdiction. That is the company's focus. And some of these projects have had some prior work done, but you're more or less trying to take a relook at a lot of these projects, right? Make sure that you are looking at it from an economic sense as you are drilling. Can you just explain how you're using some of the old information to determine where the exploration is happening this year?
Yeah, we have again a very large land, a very large program of exploration. It's 50,000 meters. Our main priority is Alpha. Alpha stands for the one that generates value in the stock market. So we're aiming for Alpha. And in Alpha, we have essentially right now three drill rigs, and we have two drill rigs in Chalice or East Cadillac, we call it. And we'll have some results on that as well.
All right, Jose, we're going to wrap it up there. I appreciate you taking some time on this weekend show. And if anybody has any follow-up questions, please email me, fleck@kereport.com. There is a lot to understand within this project or within this company because of the large land position and what is now all tying together in terms of one company with a large exploration program. Everybody, I appreciate you joining us for the first hour. And remember, I had a lot of company updates, a lot of daily editorials this week. Please go back, listen to those. Make sure that you're staying up to date with some of the market moves and general market comments from our guests. I always love hearing from all of you, so please keep all those emails coming. Jose, thank you for your time this weekend. And everybody, have a great weekend.
Thank you, Corey, and have a great weekend.
For our upcoming appearance schedule, visit kereport.com. The Corlin Economics Report will be back in just a moment.